SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
If you have a job, receive government benefits, or want to pay bills easily, you'll need a bank account. You may even need more than one. To join the 20 million customers who hold Australian bank accounts, it's worth taking the time to find one that best suits your needs.
There's lots of banks and credit unions and billing societies in Australia, and despite there being many, there are four banks who dominate the market, and they're sometimes referred to as the Big Four.
Welcome to Australia Explained. I'm Melissa Compagnoni, and in today's episode, we explore how to select the right bank account for you. Australians have the choice of more than 100 financial institutions, and because it's your money, you need to make an informed decision about which one works for you. Sarah Meganson is a personal finance expert with finance comparison website Finder. She says that to open a bank account, you must be an Australian citizen or resident.
But you don't need to be a permanent resident. If you're on a temporary resident visa, then you're still eligible to open an account because banks recognise that you likely need an account to be able to exist here, you know, to transact and bank your income. But you can't open a bank account if you're not on a residency visa. So if you're just visiting and you don't have permission to be able to study or work in Australia, it can be much trickier to open a bank account.
There are no age restrictions when it comes to opening an account. If you're under 18, you'll just need a parent or guardian to act as a co-signatory. We talk about bank accounts, but we're really referring to banks, credit unions, and building societies. Credit unions and building societies are owned by their customers. Andrew Dadswell is from ASIC's Money Smart, a website that provides consumer education to help people make financial decisions.
There's lots of banks and credit unions and billing societies in Australia. And despite there being many, there are four banks who dominate the market. And they're sometimes referred to as the Big Four. And they include the ANZ Bank, the Commonwealth Bank, National Australia Bank and Westpac.
With so many options out there, it's best that you shop around to see what suits you. There are two main account types to consider, and both are offered by most financial institutions, as Ms. Meganson explains.
There's a regular transactional account, and the clue right there is in the name. That's an account where you'll do all your regular everyday transactions. It might be where you get your pay deposited. It's your everyday account that you spend with. So it's designed to have money flowing through it. The second type of account that you most likely will want is a savings account. And right now, interest rates are so high, you can earn a really good return on a savings account.
You won't earn interest on a transaction account, but you can link it to a credit or debit card. However, savings accounts can offer high interest rates. It's a great idea to have some money in your transaction account and the rest in a high interest savings account. Andrew Dadswell again.
If you have a savings account, you'll earn interest on your initial savings and on the interest you've earned already. So you get interest on your interest. For example, if you have $100 in a savings account with a 4% interest rate, you'll have $104 at the end of the year. And that amount will compound year after year to grow your savings.
Remember, any interest you earn is part of your assessable tax income, and you must declare it on your tax return. So what type of bank suits you? If you're someone who prefers a bank with a physical presence, then a traditional Big Four or well-known bank could be the right one for you. You might prefer to conduct business online, Ms. Meganson suggests.
In the last few years, we've had a number of what we call neobanks or digital banks open, so they don't have bricks and mortar premises for you to visit. They'll have different levels of customer service, but often a lot of these online banks have higher interest rates.
Is smartphone functionality important to you? Then you should check which banks allow you to add your credit card to your smart wallet, Google Pay or Apple Pay. To open a bank account, simply visit your preferred bank branch or go to their website and follow the prompts. The one hurdle is verifying your identity, Ms. Meganson says.
It can be a little bit of an administrative process, but it's also a safeguard for you. So they'll want proof that you are who you say you are. That might be a passport, birth certificate, or a Medicare card. And usually you'll need to go into the bank to prove who you are as well. Some banks after COVID actually introduced digital verification of identity.
Once you're in the system and you have online banking or a phone banking app set up, you can open additional accounts within minutes. For those newly arrived in Australia, the identification documentation will be a little different. Mariangela Stagniti has been assisting migrants with their banking needs for decades.
If you're a new arrival, you've got your foreign passport, you've got your arrival date in the visa, so you do need a copy of your visa to make sure that you are here legally. You will have paperwork with you or an email confirming that you're on a working holiday visa. If you're on a student visa, then you qualify to have a student bank account.
If you're only here for a holiday, you won't be able to open a bank account. New arrivals need to register for a tax file number with the Australian Taxation Office and provide it to the bank within 30 days to avoid a non-resident withholding tax. When transferring overseas money into an Australian bank account, check the various exchange rates, which can result in significant costs, Ms. Stagniti says.
There's an exchange rate for cash in cash, an exchange rate for when you're transferring money, what we call telegraphic transfer, from a foreign country into an Australian dollar account. That's a different rate. And then if you've got a card and you do a cash advance on the foreign card to get cash, that's a different exchange rate as well.
Sarah Meganson adds, if you're paying fees on a transaction account, you should shop around for a better deal. There are so many good accounts that don't charge bank fees.
There's no need to be paying those fees. You're pretty much donating profits to the bank. One thing to look out for in high interest savings accounts is that they will often allow you to offset the fee. So it might be a $10 a month fee, but as long as you meet certain conditions, you don't have to pay that fee. It might be you have to add a certain amount of savings or you can't make any withdrawals. So just make sure whatever bank account you choose, the conditions suit you.
Certain banks might allow you to open an account prior to coming to Australia and ask you to verify your identity at a branch once you arrive. The Australian government guarantees every account holder for up to $250,000. This means that in the unlikely event your financial institution collapses, your money is protected. Just another great reason to open a bank account. Thanks for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written, produced and hosted by me, Melissa Compagnoni. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.